I'd been married for almost a year. My husband's in the military in Georgia, and he was just a second lieutenant. We didn't have a lot of money, so I was looking for jobs on campus. And one of the jobs was that you can model for the art classes. And I modeled for a couple of classes, and one of them was, well, no, the only one was his, I believe. At that point, he asked me would I pose for him. That's how I met Barkley. He had definite ideas about how he wanted me to look and dress. He said, bring some things over, basically long dresses. So I brought the one, as you see in the painting, and a few more things. But he preferred that dress. Even though I only wore my glasses for reading, he wanted me to wear those. And he wanted me to wear red fingernail polish, which I really never wear. And the big hoop earrings, which I did wear. I knew as the painting progressed that it was going to be white on white. And I didn't know why, because how are you going to see the dress? It's white. It's on white. But, you know, it turned out okay. He didn't talk a lot. He was very focused on his art. He was always concentrating on his painting. He did have music playing. He'd give me a break every now and then. But he was very, very focused. And I got really bored, if you want to know the truth. I would be thinking about what I'm going to eat for dinner, if I have enough money for pizza. No, probably not. Things like that. I need to call my husband. I miss him. I was pretty much bored and tired. I just figured it would be boxed up. It was going to stay in his studio. I had no idea. Because at the time, he was an art teacher, and I thought it was just practicing his craft. You know, I had no idea that he was going to really be as big a figure in the art world as he is. If I had, I would have asked for more money. I would have said, hey, Barkley, how about maybe another $100 an hour? But anyway, I'm sure he couldn't have afforded it at that time. When I used to pose for Barkley in his art class, it was full of females because, you know, initially Connecticut College was a female college, and they were all admiring him. I would not be surprised if there were girls in the class who were so enamored of him that someone in the class may have been writing him, but it wasn't me. So anyway, never in my lifetime wrote anonymous letters to anyone, but there were a lot of admiring young women there that one of them may have been writing him anonymous letters. I could see it because they were all very much taken with Barkley, probably especially after he did his nude painting. I had cancer of the scalp, and so now I can't grow my hair long anymore. I have short hair again after 50-something years. So I look more like my painting now, because I used to have braids. Isn't that interesting? It's just a coincidence, isn't it? When I see those figures, I see my three daughters standing there. He never knew that was going to happen, but it just makes you think, doesn't it?